Exam practice extended. 4. Exercise 3, page 81. Recording 1.
With me today on The Law and You is Environment Officer Bill Gibbs to talk to us about the problem of litter. Bill, do people realise they're committing a crime when they drop litter in the streets?
I think most people know it's wrong, but they think it's only a minor offence, so it doesn't really matter.
I see. And is the problem just confined to city centres?
Far from it. People throw stuff everywhere, in railway stations, on country roads, in parks and playgrounds, even into rivers and canals.
People commonly drop things like aluminium cans, plastic bottles, or crisps packets. What else is legally considered as litter?
You can be fined for dropping small items such as shop receipts and sweet wrappers. Chewing gum, cigarette butts and food are also forms of litter.
So what fine can a litter bug expect to get?
You can be fined between £50 and £80 and have 14 days in which to pay. You can get a discount for prompt payment, but not less than the £50 minimum. The maximum fine for littering is £2,500.
Wow, that's a lot of money. So, Bill, what should we do if we see someone littering?
Obviously, make a note of the time and exact location as well as a description of the offender and the litter they drop. This should be reported to the local authorities, who will then decide whether to take the person to court or not.
Right. Now, let's move on to the question of preventing the problem from...
Recording 2.
When people think about courts of law, they think about judges and juries. But in the UK, only the courts that deal with the most serious offences have those. Most courts here are magistrates' courts, where three people who have no legal training hear cases. These are magistrates. And if you commit a driving offence, for example, you will have to come before them. I work as a clerk to the magistrates. Unlike the magistrates, I am a lawyer, so one of the most important parts of my job is to explain laws to the magistrates. I also tell them exactly what powers of punishment they have when people are guilty. Magistrates' courts can be very busy, and it's part of my job to make sure the court gets through as much work as possible over the day. For example, if a lawyer representing a defendant is spending too much time looking for papers, I might tell him or her that the case needs to be rescheduled to another day. I think one of the most important skills for my job is confidence when talking to an audience. I often have to interrupt people, and everyone in the courtroom needs to hear and understand what I'm saying.